Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe explains the spiritual principle of sowing and reaping.
Oftentimes, we're surprised at where we're at, but more than likely, we're at where we're at because we have sown seeds into our current state. When it comes to almost any area of our life, we are in the condition that we have sown into.
And welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Well, right now we're in a series of messages that describes the habits that characterize the people of God. And Mark, a crucial one you're going to be talking about today is, ready for it, generosity.
One of the things about generosity is that it's the heart of God. It's the character of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the most famous verse in the Bible starts with, "For God so loved the world that he gave."
Amen.
And you cannot be a follower of Jesus without embracing the character of Jesus. And so we're going to talk about what it means to embrace a spirit of generosity today. And that doesn't just mean giving your donation on Sunday as the offering plate goes around or giving online. It goes much further beyond that. It's a spirit that looks for needs and says, "God, I'm available to help meet those needs wherever, whenever you prompt me to do so."
It's a lifestyle. All right, let's get started with today's message, a spirit of generosity. Here's Mark Jobe.
You know, I know that we're in a season and a time where inflation has gotten a grip on this nation. All you have to do is go to the gas pump and you realize, whoa, inflation is here. I heard of a guy that went into his boss recently, and he was an employer, and he asked for a raise. He said, "I need a raise." And his boss looked at him. He said, "Hey, let me tell you, there are several companies that are after me, so I need a raise." And his boss said, "Well, what companies are after you?" He said, "Well, the electric company, the gas company, the phone company, not to mention all the credit card companies, they're all after me." And maybe you can relate today. But I want to say that generosity is in the heart of God. One of the most famous verses in all the Bible is John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." You see, part of the heart of God is a heart of giving. He is the Father, and so part of his heart is a heart of giving, and we as his children need to reflect the heart of the Father, which is a heart of generosity. And I want to talk to you about this. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to be looking at verses 6 through 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians were written by the Apostle Paul. He was writing to the church of Corinth. The church of Corinth was a church that had been started and in a city that was a prosperous city, but a very party city. It was a port city. A lot of prostitution, a lot of sailors, a lot of wildness happened in Corinth. And the Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians about helping out the believers in Jerusalem. So the Apostle Paul is saying, "I'm going to go to Corinth to collect an offering because I want us to be generous and help some poor people that are in Jerusalem." And so he uses this excuse to teach them some principles and some concepts about generosity. So as we jump into this passage, remember the Apostle Paul is preparing the people in Corinth to take up an offering, but he's telling them why generosity is so important, and he begins to tell them really how to unlock generosity in their life. So I'm going to give you three principles here that I think are important in unlocking generosity. If you're taking notes, write this down. Number one, generosity reaps in direct proportion to how it sows. Notice what he says. I'm going to start reading in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Remember this, the Apostle Paul says. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what he has decided to give in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Word of the Lord. Let's start with the first principle, is that generosity reaps in direct portion to how it sows. The Apostle Paul says, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. What the Apostle Paul is introducing, he's introducing a divine principle. This is a principle that helps govern the universe and helps govern the spiritual world. The principle is simple. It's simply stated that whatever seeds you sow is the harvest that you're going to reap. If you sow a lot of seeds, you reap a big harvest. If you sow a few seeds, you reap a small harvest. If you sow seeds of corn, you can't reap wheat. You'll reap corn. It's a very simple, basic concept. Recently, this past week, I was speaking in Nashville at an event that I had been invited to speak to. And on the way down there, I dropped by one of my friend's house who owns 200 acres of land in the hills of Tennessee. He's from New Jersey, but he decided that he would go to the hills of Tennessee, him and his family. And on the side, he does farming. So he's got a bunch of cows, and he's got pigs, and he's got land that he farms. And he was telling me all about the corn that he raised to be able to feed the pigs and so forth. And I know here in Chicago, most of us are not farmers. We're city dwellers. But let me give you a couple simple principles about farming. If I go to a plot of land and I sow a few seeds, when I go to harvest time, I'm going to reap what kind of crops? A few crop. That's pretty simple. If I go and I sow corn, I can't expect to reap wheat because I will reap the kind of seeds that I've sown. What God is telling us in the spiritual realm is that it's the very same way in our lives. That we need to understand, and by the way, here he's talking specifically about finances, but I believe this applies to every area of our life. We reap in direct proportion to what we've sown. I run into people all the time that don't seem to understand this concept. They look at where they're at right now, and they're shocked at where they're at. And I can guarantee you this. Listen, look up at me. This is very important. If you're at a place right now in life that you do not like, chances are that over the last 3 years, you have sown exactly what you are currently reaping. I know you don't want to hear that. But if you are... Well, let's just say, if you're out of shape right now, let's just say, theoretically, if you are out of shape right now, you didn't just fall out of shape. You have been cultivating your out of shape-ness for a while. That means you're eating too much. That means you're not exercising. That means you're not eating healthy. And you wake up one day and you look at yourself in the mirror and say, how did I get this way? I am so out of shape. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't just happen. You have sown seeds into your unhealthy lifestyle. Hello? If right now your marriage is a mess, If right now your marriage is toxic and dysfunctional, and you're not communicating, and there's numbness there, and you're not getting along, I can guarantee you just didn't fall into that. Chances are, over the last 3 years, you have not invested in communication. You haven't been spending time together. You're not carving out communication time. You're not forgiving. You're not releasing. You're probably not making it a priority because you reap what you sow. Are you tracking with me? You wake up one day and say, I have no idea why I'm such a financial mess. I'm so in debt. I'm so stressed out about my finances. How did this happen? I can guarantee you that if I look at the last 3 to 5 years of your life, that you just didn't fall into debt overnight. That you have been practicing some habits of overspending, not saving, not budgeting, a discontentment, overcharging credit cards, and now you wake up and say, how did I get to this place? You got to this place because you have been sowing seeds that now you are reaping. Are you tracking with me today? Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because oftentimes we're surprised at where we're at, but more than likely we're at where we're at because we have sown seeds into our current state. What the Apostle Paul is reminding these believers is that when it comes to finances, and when it comes to almost any area of our life, we are in the condition that we have sown into.
And this message continues in just a moment here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Right now, though, we want to remind you that you can always find these programs and catch up on anything you might have missed by visiting boldstepsradio.org. Or subscribe to our podcast and take these messages with you wherever you go by searching on your podcast app for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe and tap that subscribe button. By the way, we want to say how much we appreciate hearing from our listeners. We make sure to read and listen to every message we receive. And Mark, the response we've gotten from so many is so encouraging. Take a listen, Mark, to this one. This comes from one of our listeners in Malawi, Africa.
I like mostly his Bold Step teachings. They're much encouraging. I've noticed a lot of changes in my life. Since I started listening to this program, there is more changes. Like the way I conduct with others, my behavior, and the like. My spiritual life has changed a lot just because of that program.
Hey, first of all, let me say, I love your name, Rejoice.
Yes.
That's a great name. Thank you, Rejoice. We appreciate that word of encouragement. And I love the fact that God is taking the teaching of the Word of God and through His Spirit is speaking to people that are from a very different culture than Chicago, Malawi. But yet, the heart is the same, the spirit is the same,
that's right,
and the Word of God is the same in bringing about change.
So if you've never reached out before, take a moment today and send us your letter or message online and let us know you're listening. Just go to our website at boldstepsradio.org. Give us a call and leave your message on a recorded phone line by dialing 312-329-2011. That's 312-329-2011. We look forward to hearing from you. All right, let's return to today's message titled A Spirit of Generosity, and here again is Mark Jobe.
He talks about really this area of generosity, and look at, he says we reap what we sow. These are also what Jesus echoed. These are the words of Jesus. Listen, in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, he says, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. These are the words of Jesus. What is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying the same thing that Paul said. What Jesus is saying is that when it comes to generosity, if you take a little thimble and you fill up that thimble and you give with the thimble, then God says that's the same vessel that's going to be used to give back to you. You choose the vessel. If it's a thimble, you use and you say, well, I'm going to give. Here's the thimble. Then God says, okay, you want to use a thimble? Then I will use that thimble to give back to you. In other words, you reap what you sow. And someone says, okay, well, I'm going to use a barrel. Well, then God feels like, okay, I can use a barrel. Now, he says he's going to pack it as much as he can. He's going to press it down, shake it together, jump on it, get as much as he can. But in other words, you limit a little bit what God can pour into your life by how you act and how you act towards others and how generous you are towards others and what vessel you use to give to others. Are you tracking with me? This is very important. Jesus, by the way, said the same thing in the Lord's Prayer. If you do not forgive those that sin against you, how do you expect your Heavenly Father to forgive you? In other words, judge and you will not be judged. But the measure you use to judge people will be used against you. This is a spiritual principle. The way that you treat others is basically sowing into their lives, and you are causing that to be reaped into your life over and over. That's what the Bible teaches. And so the Apostle Paul is talking about generosity. And by the way, studies have been done. Secular studies have been done. Berkeley did a study a while back and discovered that people that spend on others or give and spend on others are happier than people that just spend on themselves. And I know some of you are saying, no, that doesn't work with me, Pastor. No. When I go to a store and buy a new pair of shoes, I'm much happier than when I give someone a gift certificate. Overall, people that are generous are happier. Overall, studies show that people that are generous are more successful and typically earn more money, people that are generous. People that are generous have a higher degree of contentment in their life. Why? Because there's something about giving. There's something about generosity. There's something about thinking outside of ourselves. Something about releasing to others that releases something into our life. I want you to hear that. God says that when you release to others, there is a spiritual principle, a divine spiritual principle that allows stuff to be released back into your life. If you are not releasing, then you are hindering, closing the door for the release to happen back into your life. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying. He says, you reap what you sow. Galatians chapter 7, verse 8 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. I was just recently reminded about this in my trip down to Tennessee. I met with another couple that are friends of ours that used to live in Chicago. And they started attending New Life when we were a very small church on 44th and Polina. When I started at New Life, I was 21 years old, just started to pastor. I had never really... I grew up in Spain. I grew up in a town of 200 people in Spain. I tell people this, my phone number was 8. There were more cows and sheep in my village than people. I went to a one-room schoolhouse, 30 children, one professor. We would take turns bringing wood for the wood-burning stove. The school that I went to didn't have a bathroom. We would just go into the alley behind the school. This was pretty rustic. It was that kind of school. And so when I came to Chicago and ended up pastoring in Back of the Yards neighborhood, I was in culture shock. This was not the neighborhood I grew up in. There were drug dealers on the corner. There were shootings in the neighborhood. It was crowded. I was way in over my head. This was not the village. But I knew that God had called me at that time, at least temporarily, to be there. And the church was small. They hadn't had a pastor for a while. They couldn't afford much. My entire salary was $8,000 a year. That's what they could pay me. And that's where we started. And I remember just sharing the gospel with people. The little church started to grow. People were coming to Christ. They were, the little church started to get more and more packed out as people heard the gospel. I was the preacher. I was the worship leader. I was the janitor. I was the guy that set up the chairs as well. Because, you know, a little church like that, you have to do everything. But I remember a couple of years into it, I started getting convicted that we needed to do more for missions. And I sat down and talked with some of the elders of the church at that time, some of my team of leaders, and I said, I feel like we need to give to missions. And I want to challenge us to give 10% of this year's offering to missions. People looked at me, and they thought, one person said, we are the mission field. I mean, have you looked around? We're the mission field. We need people to give to us. We can't be giving money away. We can barely keep up our building. We don't have enough to be able to pay for the bills. We can't give. We need people to help us out and give to us. And I said, yeah, but as long as we have that mentality, we will always be needy. We will always operate with I need, help me, give to me, give to me. And we need to transition to know we have the power to help, we have the power to give, we have the power to make a difference.
You're listening to Bold Steps, and Mark Jobe will continue with these principles of generosity when we come back on Monday. But if you'd like to find more teachings from Mark or simply learn more about the Bold Steps ministry, be sure to visit us online at boldstepsradio.org. While you're on our website, you can also check out the very special Bold Step gift we're currently offering. It's a powerfully relevant book about how to navigate as Christians in a post-Christian society. And to tell you more about the book, here's Mark Jobe with a very special guest, the author himself.
Well, I'm in the studio again with my friend, Pastor Erwin Lutzer. And you know that our gift for this month is his book, We Will Not Be Silenced. And boy, the title itself makes me want to stand up and say something, especially in a culture where so many Christians have felt silenced. Pastor Lutzer, you wrote this book to awaken the church and Christians. Tell us a little bit what's in this book and maybe even some of the chapter titles.
Well, you know, I discovered that there are many people in our culture who do not believe that America can be fixed. It has to be destroyed. And of course, what I try to do in this book is to show those cultural streams that work against us, that work against our freedoms. Now, in response to your question of some of the chapter titles, the first one is entitled, How We Got Here. The next one, Rewrite the Past to Control the Future. This is so critical. Mm. People have to understand that the past is to a country what memory is to a person. And the implications are huge. Use diversity to divide and destroy. Freedom of speech for me, but not for thee. I try to help people to understand why it is that freedom today, freedom of speech, is oftentimes used against us and the whole cancel culture. Sell it as a noble cause. Well, I won't go on and give you all the chapter titles, but I have to mention that one. It has to do with propaganda. Hmm. Propaganda, just for those who are listening, is what happens when you so distort people's view of reality that even when confronted with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their minds. Mm-hmm. So I try to help people to understand this, but always to ask this question, how do we as believers relate to this culture that has lost its way?
I love that. So, hey, we would love to put this book in your hand. I believe that there's a prophetic element to it. In other words, a right message at a right time. And you're going to be challenged, I think, by We Will Not Be Silenced.
Well, once again, this book is called We Will Not Be Silenced, and we'll send you a copy today when you give a financial gift to support this ministry. Call us at 1-800-DL-MOODY. That's 1-800-356-6639. Or request a copy of this Bold Step gift online at boldstepsradio.org. You can also send your gift and request the book in the mail. Simply address your letter to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And if you're a regular listener to this program and you enjoy the teaching, why not become a Bold Partner? Your support will help cover the costs of bringing this practical Bible teaching to you day after day, week after week. And we really do rely on our partners. So Why not make today the day and step up to become a part of this ministry by signing up at boldstepsradio.org. Plus, when you do give a financial gift of $30 or more each month, we'll send you a link for 50% off any selection from the online store at moodypublishers.org to use as often as you like. Again, just go to boldstepsradio.org to sign up and become a Bold Partner today. And then don't forget to listen to our sister program, Bold Steps Weekend, this Saturday or Sunday on your local station, or simply go online to boldstepsweekend.org. I'm Wayne Shepherd. We'll see you Monday for the conclusion of today's message titled, A Spirit of Generosity. We're learning how giving attracts the favor of God, Monday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.